Hello, I am a scout from Troop 386. Today is October 10th, 2015, and we are at the Statesman in Oklahoma City for an Eagle project to help seniors document a few stories from growing up in their life. I am speaking with Eric Hoggard from Corpus Christi. So Mr. Hoggard, what was your childhood like?
I grew up on a farm. Down by Holdenville, Oklahoma, in a very small town called Spalding. Population probably 35. My mother graduated from Spalding High School, and she met my father down in that area while she was going to college in Ada, Oklahoma. They were Christians and belonged to the Methodist Church. I had an uncle who was a Methodist minister. And hold on just a minute. Can you pause that?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, sir.
Hello?
We got into it.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
You might go ahead and restart.
Alright.
Okay.
Wait, if you just click like no one, it just resumes.
Continuing. I'm sorry, I had to stop and pause and take a phone call.
Oh, it's fine.
My childhood was very simple, raised on a farm, and grew up hunting and fishing, learning to love the outdoors. When my father got into the oil well business, oil field, not oil well business, he moved to Borger, Texas. And from there, we joined the Boy Scouts. He had raised me and my two brothers, one older, one younger, to be scouts and to really love the outdoors. So we grew up learning to love what the scouts stood for. The Be Prepared motto that he tried to raise us with came in handy many times during our childhoods. And although we were a fairly poor family, both my grandfather and my father on my mother's side taught us the good points about being a sportsman, being a good scout. So my childhood was full of mostly fishing, a little bit of rabbit hunting. As we grew older, both my two brothers and I learned to hunt bigger game. As I grew older, I learned that killing something that as Dad taught us, we should not kill for the sake of killing, but if we killed something, we had to eat it, no matter what it was. So I've eaten skunk, I've eaten possum, had a very enjoyable childhood.
Well, all right, what was your career?
I am an architect and retired from being an architect about 40 years ago now, due to an auto accident. And that auto accident left me in 1974, left me with a lot of nerve damage, so that I had to quit being a regular architect and I started designing homes for the handicapped. And that career has followed me all the way through to where I am today with these two wonderful young men who appear to be working very steadfastly toward being Eagle Scouts.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have any specific things you'd like to tell us about your childhood?
Or just anything about your life that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I've eaten rattlesnake. I woke up one morning on a trip to Kickapoo Scout Camp, of which these two guys are probably familiar. I don't know. Are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've been there many times.
All right. It's a wonderful place to visit. I woke up one morning working on my Order of the Arrow with a rattlesnake in my sleeping bag with me. So I let him have it. I didn't put up a fight. My scout master said that was the quickest he had ever seen a scout get out of a tent that he had ever seen. Just, I'll have to say that the scout training that I received growing up has followed me all my life. I am a recovering alcoholic due to scout training. I used to drink quite a bit, especially in the Navy. And when I did quit, it was because of an old scoutmaster who came to visit me, who was also a recovering alcoholic. And we had many long talks about quitting drinking, and my life got much better after I quit.
Okay, so you mentioned the Navy. When were you in the Navy? What did you do? Just would you like to say anything about the Navy?
Love the Navy. Here again, scouting came in handy. I was based on board a nuclear submarine involved in anti-submarine warfare. This was back during the Cuban crisis when President Kennedy set up a blockade between American forces and Russian forces who were trying to get submarines to Cuba with missiles on board. And I actually helped locate two Russian submarines. It was a fun time for me because it was so exciting. And the fact that I was instrumental in locating these two Russian subs got me a commendation from the captain, and we were able to I was based on what they call shore base in Puerto Rico, the island of Puerto Rico. My wife came down to visit me. We got married, and we claimed that the Navy paid for a 3-year honeymoon because the island was so beautiful and we had so much fun there. We did help get started a scout troop on board the base, and that was fun. I did not have any leadership capabilities in the scouts down there in Puerto Rico, but I did help get the troop started. The Navy was, I wish I had stayed in, because it would have helped with my retirement, which I am into now. So I can say that I'm a retired architect, a retired sailor. But I don't think you ever really retire from being a scout, because you utilize that training your whole life.
going with them through high school.
Thank you, sir. Pearson, do you have any more questions?
He lived out there. No, I don't think so.
I have some questions for you, young man.
All right.
What is your... How many merit badges do you have?
I have 4 so far.
Okay, and your name is?
Pearson.
Pearson.
I have around 20-something, 24 maybe.
Okay. I can't remember how many I gained, worked at, and got. I know the one I enjoyed, the two I enjoyed most was one that concerned history, but the really big one for me was electricity, because that helped me in my Navy career. I was a sonarman on board a nuclear sub, which means that when you see a movie that has the teams in it from the subs and the ships, that's what I listen to for 4 hours a day. No, 4 hours every 8 hours. It got pretty lonesome sometimes down in the sonar shack, as we called it, but it was still enjoyable. A couple more questions for you guys, okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your name again?
I'm Blake.
Blake. You have 20-some-odd
yes,
merit badges? Okay. And what is your favorite?
Can't really choose a favorite, but the ones I enjoyed the most were archery, rifle, shotgun, and wilderness survival. Those
good ones
were my favorite.
Good
ones.
I had
a lot of fun with those.
I enjoyed anything that had to do with hunting and fishing. And Pearson, what were your favorites?
Out of the 4 that I've had so far, I joined this troop at about March. And so far, my favorite's been either swimming or art.
Okay. And what kind of art?
Whenever we were doing it, it was kind of like just like colors and lines, shapes, and stuff.
Any aspirations to be an architect or to be an artist?
I'd actually like to be a graphic designer.
Oh, right. It's a good career.
Yeah. I actually was thinking of being an architect. That was actually one of my... things if I couldn't be able to be graphically design magazines and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's probably what that was actually my second choice. Because, my cousin, he was actually planning to be an architect, and he's not sure yet on what he's going to have for his job career, but he was actually taking a course in college for architecture.
All right. Good for him. Good for him. It's a good career, guys. Anything to do with the graphics. Be sure and add in how to run a business, because the chances are you will start your own business at least once in your life. And if you don't have that business schooling, you'll have a hard time running a business. But you sound like two neat guys that have a good idea of which direction you're headed. You've been to Kerr Scout Ranch.
Yep.
That was around when I was. Where is that?
They changed the name of Slippery Falls.
Okay, I've been to Slippery Falls.
A few years ago.
All right. And what's the knot?
Got that. I'm not sure actually what that's for, but don't know what I got that for. It was like... I'm not totally sure about that.
Okay. knot tying baby. I liked knot tying because it came in handy in the Navy. And then the one up here, I'm looking at Pearson's uniform, and this is a good one.
Yeah.
It's the 100-year anniversary patch, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got you two.
You've got one that doesn't have the, you've got the bigger one. Why is that?
I just have the normal World Scouting Initiative.
This is just kind of like a...
Well, Pearson has the extra ring around it for the 100-year thing.
All right.
Yeah.
And what are the epaulets for?
These...
They get them when they cross over from Cub Scouts or when they join Scouts.
Now, that's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah.
They've changed the uniform very little, but enough to where I can tell the difference. And the American flag on your right shoulder.
Yes, sir.
With Journey to Excellence. Gold Unit Award.
Yes,
I have
sir.
Only heard of that. What does that mean?
Well, what they started doing was that they had bronze, silver, gold to kind of rate quality units.
Okay.
Our unit got gold award.
Uh-huh. All right.
Years past.
And where is your troop located?
We're located at Peace Lutheran Church in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Okay. Well, both of you, I've noticed, look me in the eye when you look at me when we're talking, and you both had strong handshakes. And my dad raised me to look people in the eye when you talk to them and to have a strong handshake. I don't know why that's important, but it seems to be.
That's what my dad has told me too, sir.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
And I just now noticed the pocket flap you have. Manu what?
Manu Lodge.
Okay.
OA flap.
That's OA flap?
Yes, sir.
That was great. We had just the, like the Boy Scouts of America, just above that pocket flap. All we had was Order of the Arrow. And so that's neat that they came out with such a good looking flap.
Yeah, we have one of the best pocket flaps in the nation, we think.
Really?
Yes, sir. The Flaming Buffalo is pretty cool.
It is. Shows the Indian heritage, the Oklahoma flag, or the Oklahoma symbol, really. The buffalo, and the chain. What does that symbolize? Do you know?
I'm not completely sure.
All right.
But if I had to guess, I'd say bonds of brotherhood. Because that's kind of what it weighs about.
Yes, it is. I like that.
Yes, sir.
So where are you guys headed? Oh, and you've got a whistle or two shotgun shells.
Yes, sir. When I went up to Camp Alexander in Colorado for summer camp and took shotgun there, I beat the camp record with 36 consecutive hits.
Wow. Way to go, Blake.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
That's another thing that I think Scouts taught me. If you're going to do something, not only do the best you can, but not necessarily beat everybody else. Just be the best you can and try to break the record. That's one thing I like. I never got to go to any of the big camps, such as Philmont. But we did make enough of the smaller camps that I grew up knowing. In fact, in the Navy, I bet I had 20 friends on board ship that were Scouts. And out of a complement of 110 men, 20 Scouts is quite a few. So it was a popular program.
Yes, sir.
Popular program. And the bottom flat bottom patch.
The arrow light. This
it's yeah. Cub Scout Award, it means you did all the years of Cub Scouts and did all that.
Yeah.
Well, Pearson, you're a fine young man.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying both your dads.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else that you would like to ask me?
Yes. What lessons did work teach you?
As an architect, taught me to be organized. I loved working with clients, which I don't know if they still even have it, but what was called then, years ago, the social studies merit badge, I think it was. Not sure. The older I get, the worse my memory gets. But I think the main thing I learned from Scouts was be prepared. Go into a situation knowing what that situation can lead to. For example, in my case, if I had known more about the hazards of drinking, I may not have become an alcoholic. But I did. And you never get really cured from it, but you can control it. And I learned that by being a scout.
You are a busy bee.
Thank you, sir.
Well, let's go ahead and start.
Well,
is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
Oh, I could talk all day to you two guys. You're very knowledgeable, I can tell that. You're easy to talk to.
Do you have any questions, Pearson?
No, I think that's it.
Do you have any questions, comments, or anything?
Just keep going, guys. Don't ever give up. No matter how bad things can get.
Thank you.
Things change on a minute-by-minute basis. And if you ever get to the point where you think things can't get any worse, they probably can and will. And yes, if you maintain your scout training, you'll not only be prepared, but you'll be able to handle situations better than most other people.
Yes, sir.
What grade are you in, Pearson?
I am in sixth grade.
Okay.
I'm a junior in high school.
Okay. And are you explorers yet?
Venture? Not yet. I'm going to get my Eagle, and then I'm going to go into the Venture program.
Okay. Now, Venture is new to me. What is that?
It's kind of like Scouts for more older kids. It's more focused on the high adventure aspect.
Okay.
And it goes to 21 years of age instead of 18.
Okay.
And since I'm turning 18 this May, the only way I'm going to be able to stay in Scouts for my senior year is to join
Scouts. Okay. But you used to be the old explorers.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been really great talking with you guys.
Thank
you. I appreciate you taking my comments and listening to me.
It's our pleasure.
I'd contest that. It's been more of my pleasure, I think. You guys make it worthwhile knowing that there's another generation coming up with scout training.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We do our best.
That's all you can ask. Yeah. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Unless you have anything else you'd like to talk about. Okay,
right.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you for your time.
I might recommend...